And we're back, Channel 9 Live at TechEd North America 2013. We are in New Orleans, Louisiana. Hey, welcome back from the sessions, everyone. I have got my buddy Mike here. How's it going, Mike?
Good.
Mike Niehaus, deployment guy extraordinaire. But today, we're not going to talk deployment.
Nope.
We've talked a lot of deployment lately. Now going to be talking about Windows RT in the enterprise. You know, typically, and I'm sure you hear this, Windows RT in the enterprise, is there a story? Let's start there. Is there a story? And then the next thing would be, let's talk more about that story.
Yeah, and usually we start out talking about positioning of Windows RT devices, Atom-based devices, Intel Core-based devices, and how some are better for some things rather than others.
Different activities for different platforms.
Yeah, like you're
right?
Not going to try to have a million row spreadsheet on a Windows RT device or an Atom device, but if you want something lightweight, long battery life to carry around with you all day, then it's a great machine.
A good consumption device, or maybe one of these kind of cross between, we talk consumerization all the time, is work play kind of a thing.
Sure. Right?
For me, I'm going to be honest with you, the long battery life itself lends me to being completely functional. As you know, at Microsoft, we go meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting. We all need our laptops.
Right.
The last thing you want to be doing is carrying around that brick of a power supply all the time, too.
Yeah, most laptops make it about half a day before you have to recharge them, where your Surface machine can make it all day long.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the appeal. Plus, they tend to be a little lower priced, but they don't have all of the enterprise manageability. You can't manage them with Config Manager. They don't join Active Directory. They don't process group policy, so you have to be able to kind of let them in the wild a little bit. You can manage them with Intune, you can control some of the settings through Exchange Active Sync, you can add them into your environment for email and access to websites and things like that. They're just not necessarily going to be the workhorse machines like you would have on your Ultrabook or desktop.
Mm-hmm. So you did a session yesterday?
Yesterday,
on Windows RT in the enterprise. The interesting thing, and the one thing I like about this session, it's based on a current white paper, correct?
Right.
Let's get people, if you want to follow along, you can follow along at home. And if you want to follow along at home, where can they go to get the white paper?
It would be aka.ms/WindowsRT4 and the word enterprise.
Okay.
So aka.ms/WindowsRT4Enterprise.
And of course, remember, folks, you at home, if you want to interact with us, you can ask questions. Simply go down, scroll down below the video that we're streaming to you. Ask questions. Michael and I will take a few of your questions from home. Also, we are in another amazing game of Channel 9 soccer. So currently I'm talking to the viewer in El Salvador. You're going to go up against Costa Rica. Your goal, call your friends, call your neighbors, wake them all up, get them out of bed or do whatever, and get them online watching Channel 9 Live. At the end of this session, which is in 22 minutes and 44 seconds, we'll announce a winner. Again, it's El Salvador versus Costa Rica. The winner's going to move to the next challenge. All right, back to more details. Now we've given people time to get their web browsers open and get that white paper up. So let's hit the first area of the white paper, which is kind of, it's titled Why Companion Devices, but I think it's kind of the direction you were headed down in terms of the different device types.
And it's kind of the same thing that we've done through blog entries on the blogs.windows.com, the Windows for Your Business blog, where we talked about the positioning of the different device types, the capabilities that each device had around connectivity and apps and different areas. This white paper then was really to go deeper into all the different capabilities and limitations of the device so that an enterprise could read through this. And when it was a Word doc, it was like 27 pages long of here's everything you need to know about Windows RT that you can read through before you actually buy a device and figure out, will it work inside of my environment? Will it do what I need for the scenarios that I'm looking at? So we just wanted to make sure that we could get out as much information as possible. Some of it technical, some of it kind of positioning related, but just trying to spell it all out.
Right. So let's see. Let me just kind of. Oh, okay. just in case folks don't know at home, let's kind of first go, what is Windows RT and kind of some of the big key differences. I'm sure most people do know, but We've had a lot of people getting the devices here at TechEd North America.
Right.
And so we've got a whole bunch of other people who may be interested in watching this. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, first of all, the Windows RT is the version of Windows that runs on ARM. So you'll also hear it referred to as Windows on ARM. It's the same Windows code base that's been ported over to run on top of the ARM processors. There are a few different types of Windows RT devices then out there that are running them, including our own Surface RT device. So that's kind of the starting point. The next level down is, well, Windows RT devices use a version of Windows that's fairly close to like the consumer Windows 8 version.
Okay.
It doesn't have the like the same functions as Windows 8 Pro or Windows 8 Enterprise. It can't join a domain. It can't do offline folders. Some of the capabilities that you get in the upper versions of Windows like Pro and Enterprise just aren't present in Windows RT. It's kind of the shrunken down version of it designed to run on these lower powered devices. You do get a version of Office. You get Office 2013 Home and Student. So you get Word, PowerPoint, Excel, OneNote. And we've added to that now with Windows RT 8.1, where we've added Outlook into that. That was something that we announced this morning, that Outlook would be available with the 8.1 release coming out here shortly.
That is awesome news. Breaking news. Breaking news on Channel 9. Outlook in Office 2013, coming in Windows RT 8. Windows RT 8.1.
Yes.
Which or is it will Windows 8.1 RT?
I think it's Windows RT 8.1.
Okay. I don't want to get in trouble with the marketing police.
We should be okay.
We should be good. And
so if you want to try that out, that's been the question around here. They've all got their brand new Surface RT devices. Well, when the preview comes out later this month at the Build conference, you'll be able to install the update from the store to get access to 8.1 and try out Outlook for yourself and the other functionality being added.
And that will be publicly available on June 26th with the rest of the massive products that we have announced we'll be releasing out at Build.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. You talked about something interesting, a little bit around kind of the features. So you started going into it, you've got Office.
We've got Office, but we don't have any other desktop applications. The other apps that run on Windows RT are the Windows Store apps. Mm-hmm. So you can go out to the store and pretty much all of the apps that are available for Windows 8 can also be installed on Windows RT devices. Like 97% of the apps that are available in the store run on Windows RT as well. They're really designed and written to be cross-platform, so they run on the ARM processor as well on x86 and x64. So you got a broad selection of apps out there to choose from.
That brings up my question as we start talking about Windows in the enterprise, is talk about deployment of line of business applications to Windows RT devices, because we want our users to work, and obviously we're encouraging our customers to go out and build these great Windows 8 line of business applications.
Right.
And run them cross-platform. How do we get these applications deployed?
It kind of depends on the scenario. If it's an application that you want to be publicly available, it can be put into the Windows Store and deployed just like any other app. If it's something that's specific to your company, internal line of business app that you don't want the rest of the world to see, you can manage these devices using something like Windows Intune. Once you've enabled the device for sideloading, which you can do by adding a sideload product key to it, you can then deploy apps to it through Intune. And with 8.1, we'll add mobile device management support into Windows RT so that you can then manage it with things like AirWatch and Mobile Iron as well. So third-party MDM tools will be able to deploy apps to it as well. If you're not using any of those, so you don't have Intune, you don't have AirWatch, you don't have Mobile Iron, you can still install apps. You just would use PowerShell commands. So put it on a USB key, insert the USB, run a couple of PowerShell commands, now the app's installed and usable on the device.
So there's still ways of getting these applications deployed without having these third-party tool sets?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. The other most popular question you completely addressed already when we talked about Office and where it was. Folks at home, you can ask questions. Looks like we've got a couple of questions up there. Do you want to hit the bottom one first? Because I think we've answered that a couple of times. But Brian, thanks for your question. Can you connect Windows RT to a domain?
You can't join it to a domain. So it will always be in a work group. Now with 8.1, they are adding the new capability for workplace join. which allows you to create an Active Directory object for the Windows RT device for the purposes of controlling access to data inside of your environment. So you can make a VPN connection with that object in place in AD through the workplace join. You can grant access to trusted devices while you restrict access from non-trusted devices. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the in-between state. It's not completely unmanaged. It's not a full domain member with group policy and mm-hmm. single sign-on and that kind of stuff. You have the middle ground of workplace join for purposes of accessing trusted data.
Okay. There's another interesting question up here from Favo Quicksilver, and we talked about this beforehand, so I'm just going to ask it. If we try the preview for Windows 8.1 RT, will it erase our Office programs when we upgrade to the full 8.1 release? So I've got my Windows RT device, whether it be my Surface or I've got a couple. I've got a few at home. Again, right. I'm a big fan of the battery life, right? I'm ready to upgrade those. I guess maybe it's a two, we'll address this question here in two parts. First, what is the upgrade procedure? And then secondly, what happens when we go from preview up to RTM?
Yeah, and that was something that we hit on in the session yesterday afternoon. Someone asked, well, how do I get 8.1? How do I get the preview on the device once it's available? And there will be a process to go through where you install an update on the device. Once that's available, then 8.1 preview will be available in the store for you to click the install button to download and install it on your existing device. So that part's easy enough. That gets you the preview. But to go to RTM, from that point, your data and user accounts would be migrated forward, but apps wouldn't be.
Okay.
So those would need to be reinstalled. Now, Office would be part of the image that you're installing, so you don't need to worry about reinstalling Office.
Because that's kind of like baked into the initial Windows RT image,
right.
Yeah?
But you would need to reinstall your Windows Store apps.
Okay.
So you would need to launch the Windows Store. There's a nice view in there where you can say, show me all of the apps that I have licensed that aren't currently installed. Mm-hmm. Check, 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 check. Click the install button, and next thing you know, you have all your apps back as well.
So okay, so it's, just a little extra step, yeah?
There will be a couple of extra steps because we just don't do a lot of testing. Well, we don't want to spend the time testing upgrades from preview to RTM. So
yeah, absolutely.
Most of that's focused on from the actual RT original release to the 8.1 release.
Yeah, so if you didn't jump with the preview,
right.
If you were just sticking it out and you've got it normally, that's the scenario that you're
as an enthusiast, as an IT pro who's trying to evaluate RT 8.1, yeah, that's something that you basically sign up for as part of the preview release.
You know, one of the things that I hear quite often as I'm out chatting, a lot of folks, they forget that this thing has a USB port. And connectivity options, particularly around this USB, I mean, it's fantastic. I was traveling with Rick on the plane, and you know, he had somebody next to him who happened to have a different device, and he pulls out his USB stick, slaps it in, puts on his Excel spreadsheet, and starts going to work from there. You have a USB slot in that. With that USB slot, can we talk a little bit about connectivity, particularly wired networking with Windows RT devices? Because a lot of folks, there's a misconception out there that it doesn't support a wired network.
There are lots of supported devices. As long as there's a class driver in the operating system related to that, you should be able to plug it in and it should work. Now, as far as wired networking goes, I haven't seen a whole lot of supported devices for that. Wireless obviously works, USB keyboards, mice, cameras, USB storage devices, printers, lots of different devices work. We do have a compatibility list out on the web.
Yeah.
As part of the Windows 8 Compatibility Center, there's a view that you can change on the top right to say, give me the list for Windows RT. Search for the device you're interested in. It'll give either all the devices of that category or just the specific device that you're searching for. So look at that for the master list of what's supported.
Right. And then, you know, from there you've got multiple iterations of certain things. So it's kind of
it's a pretty big list. So you can insert quite a few things into those ports.
Awesome. Awesome. A couple of other questions Daniel asked. Can you use VPN connections?
In the currently released version of Windows RT, there's one built-in VPN client written by Microsoft that can connect to Windows VPN servers, it can connect to third-party VPN servers. But when it connects to those third-party VPN servers, it has to use industry standard protocols like PPTP, L2TP, IPsec, So if your back-end VPN servers are configured to allow that, no problem. You can make a VPN connection into them. If you're using like an SSL-based VPN, those generally won't work with the current Windows RT release. Now with Windows 8.1, we are adding Windows RT 8.1, we are adding inbox VPN clients for a few VPN vendors.
Okay.
Like Checkpoint and SonicWall and, gosh, I'm drawing a blank on the other two.
No, it's all good.
F5 and Juniper.
Okay.
So four inbox VPN clients that will enable the full functionality of those back-end VPN servers, so then you don't have to reconfigure anything to make a connection from Windows RT. So coming soon, will be improved with the next release.
So some VPN connectivity today, more coming, try
right.
The preview.
Right. Sure.
Azar asked this question talking about, and you know, this kind of goes to some of the conversation we had earlier. It's kind of a very interesting, I guess, catch-all type question that talks about, you know, companies are just going to go and buy Windows Pro-based tablets.
Right.
So they can run their existing apps. Is RT really, I mean, we talked about this, it's not necessarily designed, but it definitely can work in conjunction with companies in enterprises.
Yeah, and it just depends on what you want to use them for. If applications are your big concern, right, Windows RT devices aren't going to run your existing desktop apps locally. Mm-hmm. It can run them remotely. So if you set up remote desktop services or Citrix type of connectivity, you can run desktop apps on a remote server where you're interacting with them on the RT device, but you can't actually install any other desktop apps on the device. So that's one of the criteria that we have in the paper talking about, well, what types of apps do you want to be able to run locally? What types of apps do you want to be able to access remotely? What types of workloads are you going to run on this device? If it's not going to be a whole bunch of locally installed, must always be available desktop apps, then you can still consider Windows RT devices. That said, yeah, there are a lot of enterprises out there that look at it and say, well, I'm really looking for a more general purpose device that can do everything that my Ultrabook can do today. And yeah, they'll generally choose Windows 8 Pro based devices, either Atom based if they don't have the need for heavy workloads, or Intel Core based if they wanted to run the million row spreadsheet or big databases or Visual Studio or something like that.
Sure. I mean, like I said at the beginning, mine is kind of that perfect blend device. You know, I have scenarios where I'm obviously going to need normal x86 based things. I will use a laptop or I'll use a Pro device.
Right.
And then there's a lot of times when I know I'm going to be in meetings all day long. I know I'm not going to really need much more than my web browser and maybe an RDP client, right? And that we're going to shout out to Orlando here. It says, what about remote desktop? Is that available in Windows RT? And the answer to that is yes. It's been available, yes.
Right. Two different versions, actually. You can run the desktop version like is available in Windows 7, Windows 8.
So
and there's also the modern store version. So you can go out to the store and install the touch-enabled version of the remote desktop client and use that instead. So, yeah, you can do that. There's also the Citrix receiver if you're a Citrix shop, or you can run remote Citrix apps the same way.
So there you go, Orlando, you've got that. But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, because I've got access to, you know, a remote desktop session, it's phenomenal for me in my situation.
Yeah, and even like I have a desktop machine in my office, mm-hmm. and I can connect to it using my RT device. I just make a VPN connection and then use remote desktop into that, and then I have access to everything in my office. So very nice, very convenient.
Excellent, excellent.
The weirdest thing is I do that from an airplane periodically. So airplanes now have internet access, so
yes.
I can get on the internet on my Surface device, make a VPN connection, log on to my desktop in my office and be doing work on the airplane.
See, you trust the Wi-Fi on the plane far too much.
It's a little sluggish. It would be nice if it was a little faster.
Have you tried doing expense reports on the plane?
I have not. No, I haven't done expense reports.
It could be a little bit challenging.
Usually it's more like deploying Windows 8 computers just to make sure that the deployment tools
are all
working.
So you're actually doing deployments of machines from the airplane?
In virtual machines, yes, sure. Just to make sure, yeah, all these demos need to work by the time we get to the conference. So we try it out.
See, this is why I love actually talking with you, because you're the only guy. So what'd you do on the plane on the way out to New Orleans? Oh, yeah, we deployed another 30 or 40 Windows 8 machines today.
All in a day's work.
Were they under the belly of the plane? I'm just kidding. It looks like we've got a Channel 9 soccer update, breaking news. It looks like Costa Rica has just pulled ahead 2-1. So, El Salvador, you've got to get on this because Costa Rica is currently leading. All right. So we've covered all of the issues that we currently have, all of the questions that we've got called out to us. Remember, you can ask us your questions at home. Just go ahead, blow the video player that we have here. Just go ahead and ask your questions around Windows RT and kind of, I guess, using the word enterprise, I mean, it could be more for business in general, right? I mean, when you're enterprise, you're thinking, big, huge, large-scale businesses. But really, there are business solutions with Windows RT.
Right, and we certainly wouldn't expect a 10,000-seat enterprise to have 10,000 Windows RT devices. Again, it's back to the scenarios. Maybe they have a good scenario where 1,000 of them make sense. For a smaller business where you're talking about 10 to 50, well, maybe there's the need for 2 or 3 of them.
The VP of sales comes rolling in and drops, you know, a bunch of devices that he went out and bought and says, make these work, right?
Yeah, if you're a person who reads email all day and wants a device to take notes on, maybe that's for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it isn't. Maybe you want the Windows 8 Pro-based devices to get more functionality out of them. So, again, you have to study the scenarios.
Let's jump down to the next part of this white paper that we kind of touched on a little bit, which is the manageability piece. And talk about how our existing solutions that we have today, and then talk about how that, and you did mention how that gets extended with MDM and AirWatch Mobile Iron and those moving forward. So let's bring it back in case folks aren't aware of what today's scenario is and how we're improving that in the future.
Today's scenario with Windows RT is that you can connect it into a Windows Intune system, and through that you can deploy software to it, you can enforce settings, you can push out VPN connection definitions, so you get some lightweight manageability through that. Now if you're a configuration manager customer that you're using that to manage your internal systems, all the ones running Windows 8 Pro, Windows 8 Enterprise joined to your Active Directory domain, you can then integrate the two together. So you can have Windows Intune and Config Manager talking to each other, doing all your administration through Config Manager, but managing your Windows RT devices then through Intune, through the cloud.
And then the next piece is moving forward, that story, it gets even better with the new MDM solutions.
Right, yeah. With the new MDM solutions, we've just opened it up for third parties, so you can have the built-in MDM agent available for you to enroll in any MDM management solution that chooses to support Windows RT. We know we've got a few working on it now, so that'll be coming soon.
What about building applications? And actually, it's kind of more along the lines. We talked a little bit about this. When applications are built, do we typically ask, okay, build that hybrid application, the one that runs across both platforms? Is that kind of the direction that we're really asking a lot of our developers to kind of
And most of them are that way by default, because most developers have switched over to using C#, JavaScript, HTML, XAML. All of those are inherently platform neutral, so they run by default on ARM devices as well as on x86, x64 ones. The only exception would be, say, a C++ developer who writes a Windows Store app in C++. Then they would have to make sure that they also compile it for ARM so that it can run on the ARM devices. But C#, XAML, JavaScript, HTML, they just work. All they had to do is check the box when they submit it to the store to say, yes, this supports ARM.
We just got about a minute left. I want you just to cover security just a little bit. So first, the data security, and then the on-device encryption. So a lot of folks aren't aware that there's on-device encryption.
Right. Yeah, the Windows RT devices all support device encryption, which is based on the BitLocker technology. And it's set up so that when you turn the device on for the first time, get it out of the box, hit the power button, it encrypts the device. And as soon as you log onto it with a Microsoft account, it will then put the protectors in place, just like with BitLocker, to use the TPM on the device to store the BitLocker keys. And also, it will back up the recovery key to your Live ID, to your Microsoft account. So just in case you have to get the recovery key, you can go to another computer, go to the recovery page out on the web, and it will tell you, here's your recovery key, type it into your RT device.
That's awesome. Mike, thanks for joining me today. Thanks for the breaking news. Love it. I always love it when guests come and bring me breaking news. We're going to be right back with more from TechEd North America. In fact, we're going to send you up to Taste of TechEd. And by the way, Costa Rica, congratulations. You have won 2-1. You move on to the next bracket. So be back here in about 75-ish minutes. Thanks for watching. We'll be back with more Channel 9 Live at TechEd North America 2013.